this is Dane Cook, and you are on Knockout Radio with Randy Harris and Benjamin Glossop.
I figured you were going to say something about that liner.
No, what was the liner?
It's a liner from a co-host, three co-hosts ago.
No, I don't listen to anybody but me.
So tell the story real quick when we went to pick up your credentials.
So this morning walking by, and I know we're in Phoenix for Super Bowl 57. We know there's superstars and athletes here promoting whatever agendas they have and products that they endorse.
And you also talk with marbles in your mouth. And so I can't understand half of the things you said.
So I look over to my right, and I see Sugar Rashad Evans sitting on the step.
What? He goes, yeah, Rashad Evans is over there. And I'm like, who? Because, I'm not really paying attention to Matt anyway. And then I go, all right. Then he goes, holy crap, yeah, this is Rashad. So what's up? What's going on?
Not much, man. Just here on the video road, just experiencing this wonderful environment. I mean, we have the media scrum for the UFC, but it pales in comparison to this. This is quite special.
This is, and I think I told you this last year, this is my favorite event to cover because this is a zoo. And literally everybody and anybody, and at the NFL, I don't want to talk to football players. I want to talk non-football. Just like when I'm at the UFC scrums, I would always talk other things, for that reason. And like I just told the other two guys that were here, back in the day, nobody cared about MMA or the UFC. What do you show?
Back when Rashad Evans came into pizza shop, and he took an L to Tony in the pizza competition at Tour de Pizza, and. But my takeaway from that day was, Randy, was I remember you hadn't started your weight cut yet. You're still sitting around 225, and you learned about the pizza diet. And at one point, you turned around to me and you're like, there's no way you mean nothing but pizza, bro. Like, how do you look like that?
Yeah.
And so that's it, man. Living proof. 10 years later, here we are.
Okay, before I was really interrupted, back to what I was saying. So on Radio Row, I used to try to get Chuck Liddell, and nobody cared. In the early days. And I told Dana this yesterday. I love, now that my favorite sport, the fighters are walking around and they're like, hey, will you do the show? Hey, can you do the show? Hey, I know who you are. To me, that's cool. What's that like for you?
I'll tell you what, it's a breath of fresh air. I'll tell you that because, being an athlete or mixed martial arts, you never know, the top four sports, and they're going to know who you are, just some lame media guy. So you kind of walk around, anybody can say anything, but it's good to see the response, and it really shows the growth of mixed martial arts. It's showing, it's growing in such a way that not only is it getting the eyeballs, but it's getting the respect. So that's what I really like.
The like I said, I don't talk NFL with this, and I don't talk boxing. When I'm in the Buccaneer locker room, it's clubhouse and baseball. We're talking MMA. We're talking UFC, which I love, and that's how back in the day, when people didn't like it, it kind of started to branch out. Alex Kappa, we were just talking about with the Cincinnati Bengals. That's all we talk is MMA. When I tell the boost, he's like, oh my God, I got to come, and he lives here in Phoenix. To me, that's cool. That's almost making it. The UFC and MMA continues to grow. I think there's still plenty of room to grow. I think they will be top four.
Yeah, I agree too. I think that where the UFC is going is just, for me, it was a sign of us being a top four sport when we came back from the pandemic, the first comeback from the pandemic, the first kind of lead the charge of how to come back from the pandemic, and what step to take, and pretty much devising a protocol that all these sports that then followed afterwards were kind of starting to do. So it shows the fact that we got leadership, and we got leadership abilities in the places to make the right calls.
So it's not an opportunity to grow sport.
So I know, bare knuckle boxing's emerged, and it kind of was the next thing that was reminiscent of the barbaric. How can this be sanctioned? How can this be okay? And now, professional slap boxing is the next wave. From a financial standpoint, it extends fighters' careers and give guys that have a big fan base, a Chuck Liddell or things like people with huge names and presence, a chance to still compete, still do something competitive. Would you ever do it? Would you ever consider being a former champ?
Hell no way. Because look, I mean, I give those guys so much credit because to get slapped in your face, just to let somebody have an open shot on you, it takes some moxie, you know, it takes some ball, it takes some things that I don't think I have right now, you know, and you know, taking brain damage for free like that, I mean, it's, you're going to get brain damage, you know what I'm saying, like, you're, like the way that these guys are slapping, oh,
it's
man.
Brutal.
Get about it.
No, the no defense thing is the thing for
that's
me.
Right? That's what gets me about it. Yeah. Like the no defense thing is like, give me a fighting chance. Let me get my hands up. And, we'll see who gets landed first.
And you get a penalty if you flinch.
Right.
You know, as kids, we used to always slap. It's like, let's have a slap contest. Yeah. You go first. Whoever hits softest, you go first. You've heard this, right?
Yeah.
So it's you go first and you tap and then you haul off and something. Oh, I lose.
Yeah.
You know? Have you ever had the time to sit back and look at your career, look where you came from, what you did, what you accomplished?
I have. You know, now that I'm on the second half of my life, and now I can look back and kind of look at it with different eyes, you know, because when I'm so into it, it's hard for me to really see what it was because I was so into it, you know, I was too close. But once I've gotten this time to reflect, once I got a chance to get perspective in different ways, I'm able to look at go back and look at my career and just kind of enjoy it, you know, enjoy the ups and enjoy the downs, you know, just, you know, enjoy it in its totality and be like, I really did that. You know, be happy about it.
A lot of times when athletes retire or move on to their next stage, they lose themselves. They lose their body. You look good. I mean, you look like you're 18 years old and you probably could get back in there and fight. What are you doing? What are you doing right?
You know, I'm just, you know, being very conscious about what I put into my body, everything that I eat, and just, you know, just everything that I ingest, from visually speaking to, you know, everything with my audio, all of it. It's just, I watch what I put into my body, and I just kind of been, you know, on this path of just, you know, better health. But I've been, you know, diving into functional mushrooms, into, you know, trying to just live a healthier life. Because when I was getting ready to just retire, I went through that scary point where I was like, man, I don't know if my body's going to hold out, because I was supposed to fight in New York because I didn't get a license because I really thought something was going to ride, you know, brain scan, and it was talking about like, I had some damage to the front of my brain, so I didn't get a license. But upon getting clear and clearing my situation, I determined something that happened before I was fighting. But they told me, when I went to see the doctor at concussion, they said, yeah, it was something that was that you haven't been with the MRI before, but I can't imagine that it's going to get any better if you keep on fighting. It's going to definitely get worse. So when I got close to retiring, I was kind of thinking, like, what am I going to do to kind of see if I can rejuvenate anything in my brain, see if I can kind of fix some of this damage that it is in my body? Because at that age, you know, when I can see myself, you know, when I can see the image, now I started to really, the trauma that I really put on my body starts to really dawn on me, because now I know I can do it right
now,
you know?
Now, you mentioned functional mushrooms. You know, the old guy here, remember in the 70s and all that kind of stuff. You think differently when you hear the word mushrooms.
Yeah.
You know, the psychedelic, the, you know, the drug stuff. Tell me, what is functional mushrooms and obviously the difference?
Yeah, so functional mushrooms and psychedelic mushrooms are totally two different things. Psychedelic, of course, is psilocybin. It takes you on a journey. But the functional mushrooms, it has the same neurological benefits. Treat certain different parts of our response. So it has like this adaptive signature to give your body exactly what it needs. So, you know, and it's legal. It's legal, but it has a lot of benefits to your body.
I mean, you look great. I mean, Like, and but that's the thing about the sport now is where back when it was coming up, nobody really put much thought or effort into recovery. And now you see everybody has hyperbaric chamber, everybody training altitude, everybody has cold plunges, and you know ways of recovery to compete again at the highest level. In fact, I only have a system that trains people in the sympathetic nervous system. So what it does is takes away your balance and your recovery to access the sympathetic response, which is all neurological from your brain to the motor skill of action. So I train all the pro fighters, even when it comes to like control and grip for the clinch, people grab their wrist and make it this is control, this is the finger. So I can actually have people hold with just their grip strength and train them in a different way that stimulates them neurologically as well as physically. And if you're still in South Florida, we'll link up. I'll bring it back to you.
I'll talk
down.
But you know, I love what you're saying because that's another thing that gets overlooked when it comes to the training, you know, the neurological aspect. How does it add up? How can you, leverage that to become a better athlete and, coming from what we were back in the day, Ben Jackson's kind of 100% Vietnam, kind of stuff, pretty much like training was like dedicated. It's not like these people are going to make it, but it made you mentally so strong to be ready to fight, but it wasn't the best for your body, And speaking of things that you do, those are the kind of things that will add way more to the fighter's career.
It would make more sense for us to send a limo down and bring a shot to us. That way, after you do all that stuff that I won't do, then we can eat pizza. You're right, because you can't bring the pizza down. That wouldn't make sense. So you brought us some things to try. And I said I first wanted to find out about it. So as we were talking about the mushrooms, there's mushrooms in this.
Yeah, so it's actually about putting mushrooms back into the diet. If you are not ready to have mushrooms, then I really like the taste of them. And we've gone to bed at these tasty mushrooms, like not so tasty mushrooms, which are not in a very tasty way, without the bar and all that stuff. We've got a lot of people that can get plants, maybe, potato, fishing, before accepting the soil. And it has a small portion. It's one of the best tasting bars in the game. It's better than today, given the results are what it is. But it's something more. I think that we're missing out here. If you look at Ash.
Try. I'm excited to try it. I can't wait for it.
Yeah. And that's the thing about that.
is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Larry Boeuf, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Hofacker and Associates Realty has proudly served the greater St. Petersburg area for over 50 years. Their trusted and experienced agents will help you with your first home, your dream home, and your forever home. Hofacker and Associates are Tampa Bay's land experts. In addition to real estate, they've added a sea division to assist you with all your watercraft needs, from entry-level boating to experienced yachtsmen. They are land and sea experts. Hofacker and Associates, helping people live the Florida lifestyle. Visit HofackerHomes.com.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, this is Kelvin Gastelum. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Oh, good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a purity. Pretty young thing. Ooh. Where did you come from, baby?
Talking like a damn fool, got the Like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. 'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy. And the girls say, save a horse, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy on my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Thoroughbred, that's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. And I saddle up my horse and I ride him through the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, ride a cowboy.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Alex Clark, head from the start. Mm-hmm.